Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to a brand new Healthline 3, where we always love to focus on ways to live a better, healthier, and sometimes a skinnier life. Over the next half hour, we're going to be taking your calls and questions. So pick up the phone and give us a call at 318-219-4569. Really simple to do, and we are excited to have Dr. James Barnes, the Chief Bariatric Surgeon at Highland Clinic, as our featured guest today for Healthline, a familiar face. Great to see you, Dr. Barnes.
Great to be here. Thanks, Nate.
Yeah, so let's just kind of dive right into it again. We're going to be taking some of our viewer calls. We're going to put that number up on the bottom of the screen. So from now in till about 12:28, we'll be taking your calls. That is the main focus to get you to live a healthier, and I mentioned a skinnier life, and that's what Dr. Barnes does best, changing lives.
Yes.
So first things first, Dr. Barnes, what are we going to be diving into today?
So we are looking at surgical weight loss or bariatric surgery, and what we have found is that people that are morbidly obese, and that's typically about 90 pounds or more over your ideal body weight, we know that, I mean, there's a million treatments for obesity out there, but really the only thing that will create a substantial weight loss and a long-term weight loss is surgery. And so we're going to be talking about, you know, different surgical options and what they do and how they work.
Absolutely. Now, for those that don't know, can you just give us a little explainer as far as what bariatric surgery actually is?
Yeah, so bariatric surgery, it's kind of evolved over the years. It's been around for 60, 70 years now, so it's been around for a long time.
That's a long time. Yeah, that is a long time.
Yeah. And there's been, you know, multiple operations that have kind of, you know, faded in, faded out. But we focus now mostly on two operations, which is the gastric bypass and the sleeve gastrectomy. And both of those are great operations for weight loss. There's pros and cons to both, and that's one of the things we go into detail with new patients when they come in. Mm-hmm. The gastric bypass, we create a very small stomach pouch so people can't eat a lot of food at one time. And then we also bypass part of the intestine, and so you don't absorb all the calories out of a given amount of food. And then with the sleeve gastrectomy, we actually take out about 2/3 of the stomach. We just leave a little narrow tube of stomach left, remove the rest. And so again, downsizing the stomach so people fill up faster. And then both these operations also, for most people, decrease your appetite or hunger level. And that's part of how they work as well.
And I know now is the perfect time of year to have you in studio to be talking about this, because the new year's about to start, 2024. Who doesn't want to lose a couple of pounds or more? So how do you differentiate, Dr. Barnes, when it comes to somebody that wants to lose 10 pounds versus somebody that would like to lose 60, 70, 80 or more?
Yeah, so the people that need to lose 10 pounds are not the people for surgery. You know, that's not a surgical candidate. And, you know, those folks, it's more about modifying your diet is the biggest part. Exercise, while it's very healthy for you, it doesn't have a huge role in weight loss, honestly. It's mostly diet and the calories that you're taking in. And so somebody that's 10, 20 pounds overweight, you know, those are not the people that we're looking at for surgery. These are the people that are morbidly obese, based either on your BMI or body mass index is what we mainly use, but just a rough estimate on your weight is about 90 to 100 pounds or more over your ideal body weight. And when you get into that weight range, diet and exercise and medications just do not work long term. And that's you know, that's a problem. It's not only getting the weight off, but the big part is keeping the weight off. Mm-hmm. And for the majority of people that have surgery, this is going to be a long term, lifelong weight loss.
Absolutely. And one reason I, you know, I love having our doctors in for Healthline, but especially you, Dr. Barnes, because you always bring this wealth of information, things that I've never heard of in my life in my weight loss journey. But one of them was, you know, I was asking you not too long ago about that diet versus exercise, and you were saying how important diet is especially, and you gave me breaking down the numbers that it was basically 90% your diet, 10% working out.
It really is.
That blew my mind, to be honest.
And I, you know, when I tell that to people, everybody, you know, people initially kind of like, well, that doesn't sound right. But then when you think about it, I mean, look at how many people that have tried, you know, they join the gym, they walk 3 miles a day, they, you know, all this stuff, and just really struggle to lose weight.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's some reasons for that. First of all, I don't think exercise burns as many calories as people think it does. I mean, if you run on a treadmill for an hour, which is a lot, most people aren't going to do that. But even if you do, you're going to burn you know, a few hundred calories, but it's really easy to eat a few hundred calories.
You're burning that large fries. You just ate at McDonald's and you just spent an hour on the treadmill. That's a great point, Dr.
And
Barnes.
So sometimes people, their appetite's up after they've been exercising and they end up eating more. And then part of it too, I think, is this kind of internal reward system that we have. It's like, well, I went to the gym today, so it's okay if I get the large fries instead of the medium, or it's okay if I have the dessert, you know, because I went to the gym. Well, you know, you maybe burned a couple hundred calories at the gym and then you eat a 500 calorie dessert.
Right.
So, you know, I think that's the other issue that we
see as
well.
You're breaking even after working your butt off.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, it always sounds like I'm coming out against exercise, and I certainly don't mean that.
No, it is
great for you, and there's a ton of health benefits
sure.
to it. But strictly as a weight loss tool, diet is much more important than exercise.
Awesome. Like I said, that just when you mentioned that to me that day, it really did blow my mind. But it also helped me realize the importance of what I'm putting into my body. And I know it's just like a lot of our viewers out there. It's not the best food all the time. It's easy to go one or two meals, but then you kind of fall back. And I think that's kind of the more importance of those that are significantly overweight to really look into bariatric surgery, because that, if you have, you know, it's one thing to have the McDonald's French fries, but to have the whole meal and to have the two or three burgers, the two or three French fries. And for those folks that are morbidly obese, that could be easy to do.
It is. And, you know, there's always three areas that I tell people to focus on when they're trying to lose weight. And this is even not talking about surgery, just weight loss in general. But then I also stress this on my patients after they kind of get through the first year and have gotten down to their target weight. You know, the things you have to watch for to keep that weight from creeping up. And it's kind of three categories that we focus on. It's liquid calories. You should try not to drink anything with sugar in it or with calories in it. So regular soda, sweet tea, Starbucks drinks, fruit juice, need to really avoid. So the liquid calories, fast food is the next one. We kind of talked about that a little bit already. You know, I tell people, go home and look up the number of calories in your favorite fast food meal, and you will be shocked at how many. It's so easy to get like a 1,000 calorie lunch.
Yeah.
And it's just really much worse than you realize it is. So fast food, and then the third one is snacking. And that's the other place that gets people into trouble. And you know, whether it's the kind of the crunchy, salty stuff, the nuts, the chips, the crackers, or the sweets. And so, you know, the liquid calories, the fast food, and the snacking are the three areas that I tell people really focus on.
And yes, another great tip right there. And you really don't even realize how much you consume these things. They become kind of a part of our daily lives. You know, every time before I get to work, I'm going to swing by Starbucks and pick up an iced coffee. But those iced coffees, I mean, since we met, I kind of looked into it. They could have 1,500 calories in a given medium iced, you know, one of those sugary coffees. You love it. It tastes delicious. But guess what? It is loaded with sugars and calories.
And sometimes it's also, I mean, when you're in your 20s and 30s, you know, a lot of people can kind of get away with that a little bit. But then as we start getting older and the metabolism slows down a little, all of a sudden, you know, you can be taking in the same number of calories you did in your 20s, and all of a sudden now that's too much, and your weight's going to start creeping up.
Yes. Kind of hitting on some personal topics right now. But anyway, let me give that phone number out, 318-219-4569. If you have a question for Dr. Barnes, now's the time to get those in completely free charge, might I add. I know it's the Christmas season, stretching the budget a little bit for a lot of folks, but we want to stop stretching that waistline. See what I did there?
There you go.
All right.
That's
so
good.
Let's bring it back and talk about how safe this surgery is, Dr. Barnes, and kind of walk us through how you kind of evaluate people to see if they would qualify for a surgery like this.
Yeah. So it is a safe operation. There are risks with it. You can't do surgery without some risk. They're small. Most people go through without any problems. And one of the things we do with every new patient is we go through all those risks. So people are, you know, part of my job is to make sure patients are well informed about what they're getting into. So we look at the benefits of the surgery, but we also do talk about the risk. But again, they're rare. The major issues are very rare. Most people go through without any problems like that. You know, when a patient is interested in looking into the surgery, we do a new patient seminar every week on Tuesday morning. All they have to do is call the office and get set up for that. And so we sit down with a small group. It's, you know, usually from 4 to 8 people. I cut it off at 8 because I don't want a big lecture. You know, yeah. We want a small group discussion. And we spend 30, 40 minutes just kind of going over the information about the surgery. And then I meet with them each individually afterwards and sort of come up with, first of all, helping decide which operation is going to be the best fit. And then set up a treatment plan moving forward. How do we get from this point now to the point of having surgery? Sort of lay all that out and then get to work.
Yeah, I love that. I love the fact that it's not just come in and see us and we wish you the best of luck. You have that plan and you guys are very involved in that process, even following the surgery. And we'll talk more about that. We do have our first caller on the line for Dr. Barnes. I believe we have Peter. Peter, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon, doctor. I've had bypass surgery last year, about 9 months ago, and about 11 months now, a year. Can I go ahead and live a long life after you've had bypass surgery? If you take care of yourself now and watch your diet, you know, watch what you eat and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, most people after surgery are much healthier than they were before. And so a lot of the medical problems that are associated with obesity, diabetes, high blood pressure, sleep apnea, things like that, heart disease, those risks are going to go way down. And so if we look specifically at life expectancy, what we found is that most people, their life expectancy after bariatric surgery is about 10 years longer than it would have been without the surgery. So you're talking about an operation that is probably going to add, on average, about 10 years to your life, and not just years, but
God,
quality.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm 80 years old now, but anyway, it sounds pretty good to me.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds good to everybody.
Yeah, I mean, that's, and it's, you know, it's not even just the length of time, you know, the longevity, but it's also, you know, it's a better quality of life when you're healthier and you feel better. And
the only thing, doctor, one last thing I was going to say real quick, doctor, here, is that I'm on dialysis. I get dialyzed 3 times a week on the kidney machine, which I've done well on that for the last 4, 5, 6 years. I come right off the machine. I mean, I'm getting ready to go do something else, you know. I don't have any trouble.
Yeah, that's great. I actually see a lot of patients that are on dialysis and, you know, that we operate on, because when they're overweight, they won't do a kidney transplant on them. And so they have to lose, you know, a substantial amount of weight before they're a candidate to get a kidney transplant. And we see dialysis patients a fair bit. Last week I did a husband and wife that were both on dialysis. We did them on the same day.
Wow.
Last week, and they're working on getting a kidney transplant, but they had to lose the weight first. And so we're gonna do that, get the weight off of them so they can get the new kidneys.
Interesting. Wow, that's very impressive. Well, Peter, thank you so much for your call. We really do appreciate it. And Merry Christmas to you, Peter. And if you've got a question for Dr. Barnes, 318-219-4569 is the number to call. Still got about 20 minutes or so, so make sure you get those calls in soon. We'll end the call lines with about 3 minutes to go here. So still a little bit of time, and we already got our next caller lined up. We have Rich. Rich, good afternoon. What's your question for Dr. Barnes?
I am on a weight loss shot, and I had read where it could cause thyroid cancer, and I wanted to ask him about that.
Yeah, that's a great question, and that's actually one of the topics that we wanted to get into today is talking about the weight loss shots. And let's go through that a little bit. Weight loss, and we're talking about the weekly injections, medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and Mounjaro. Are the three?
It's FEMAG. It's FEMAGLUTIDE. It's a generic.
Right. That's the generic for. The generic for Ozempic, so there's pros and cons with these shots. They, in terms of a weight loss medication, these work better than any medication we have. They do work very well in terms of losing weight. There are issues with them. The first being that it's a medication for weight loss. So that means while you're on it, it works. But as soon as you get off of it, most people are going to gain that weight back. And so, it's not a long-term thing like the surgery is for most people. There are some availability issues from two aspects. One, a lot of times the insurance doesn't cover it. More often than not, it does not.
Wow.
And it's expensive. Yeah. Depending on where you're getting it, you're going to pay anywhere from $600 to $1,500 a month if you don't have insurance coverage for it. And then there's an availability problem too. So even people that have coverage with their insurance, a lot of times are having trouble getting it because it's just not a lot of availability right now. So that's a problem. And then let's get into side effects, which is what your question was. And I sort of put that in two categories. There's the less severe but more common side effects. And the main one there is nausea. And that's the biggest problem that we see with those shots. About 50% of people have daily nausea when they do the injections. Sometimes it's worse than others, but I know a lot of people that have to take daily nausea medication while they're on these shots because of that. And I think that's part of how they work, is when you're nauseated, you don't eat as much. And then there's the less common but more serious side effects, and that's, you mentioned thyroid cancer, and that's one of them. And it's not common, it's fairly rare, but there is a risk of medullary thyroid cancer on the shots. Pancreatitis is the other.
And also, I'm an older person, and I'm concerned about the gaunt face. As you lose this weight, you can become gaunt looking in your face.
And that can be another issue.
Skin will sag.
That can be another issue. Yeah, we do see the pancreatitis, I was saying, and that's a more serious side effect that we'll see occasionally. And that happens a decent amount, actually. And then what you're talking about is the gaunt look in your face. And what we see on these shots, that there's a higher percentage of losing muscle mass compared to losing fat with the injections compared to the surgery. And so there is, with if you lose a significant amount of weight with the injections, there is a lot of muscle wasting, and that's something that's visibly noticeable to people as well. So that can be an issue with that also.
And I have lost weight. I have taken 4 shots to begin with, and I have one more left on my second round.
Yep.
And I've decided to not take it and not use any more of this medication.
Okay. Well, they definitely work. I mean, you're going to lose weight with it, but there are some issues with them.
Yes. That was my question. I was just concerned about the cancer and the gaunt.
Yeah.
I don't need
and
that.
And I'd encourage you to, have those discussions with your primary care doctor that's probably got you on that too. And they can address that with you as well.
That's kind of
what we see with those. So great call.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks
thank
a lot
you
for your
so
call.
Much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, bye-bye. Some great questions there. And yeah, that absolutely, Dr. Barnes, that is something we were going to dive into. But she, just like a lot of people looking into that, it's I don't want to say it's the new fad, but it certainly is the new trend. We've done several stories on it in our newscasts about that, but they're very hard to find. They can be expensive. And when it comes down to that, I hate shots. And I don't want to be getting that once a month. But anyway, when it comes to like the bariatric surgery and what you do for significant weight loss to help people, what are some of the medications that they're going to be taking? Are they going to be giving themselves shots once a month? And is it going to cost them $1,500?
Yeah, so there's very little that you have to do. Really, there's not any medications. The only thing you have to do after weight loss surgery is vitamins. And so
we should be taking those anyway.
Really should, yeah. And so you have to take a multivitamin once a day, and that should be forever and ever. Mm-hmm. And there's different ways you can do that. We have a vitamin patch that a lot of our patients use. It's just a little sticky patch. You put it on your skin, you change it once a day. So that's a good way to do that. That's easy. We have really good compliance with that. You can do a chewable multivitamin. You can do a vitamin pill, like a one a day or a Centrum. So those are all good options. Now, with the gastric bypass, we do recommend you do a B12 shot once a month. Mm-hmm. And it's just a little tiny shot, like an insulin shot or an allergy shot. Most people just do it themselves at home monthly. But we do recommend you do a monthly B12 shot. Most people actually really kind of like that because they feel like they get a little more energy when they're doing that, and I think that really, really does contribute to that. So that's really the only thing that you have to do is the vitamin stuff, which, you know, like you said, probably most of us should be doing that.
Yeah,
anyway,
no doubt. I think I'm still taking the Flintstones.
So. Honestly, you know, especially right after surgery, we put a lot of people on Flintstones because they're easily available.
Okay.
They taste pretty good.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people just do a couple Flintstones a day, and
that
works fine.
Yeah, I recommend
the only thing
I
don't recommend is the gummy multivitamins because they don't have everything in them that they need.
Okay.
Main thing is iron. For some reason, they can't put iron in a gummy vitamin, and so I don't recommend the gummies. But the chewable or the pills are great.
Fantastic. Yeah, good advice there. I was just throwing that out. I had no idea that was actually a thing still.
What I tell people to
awesome.
Take a lot of times.
Love it. All right, very cool. Well, hey, the phone lines are still open, 318-219-4569. If you've got a question for Dr. Barnes, pretty much anything weight loss related. This guy is very smart, specialty in bariatric surgery at Highland Clinic. So pick up the phone if you're carrying more weight than you would like. He's the guy to talk to and get those questions answered right now. Dr. Barnes, let's talk about when it comes to having bariatric surgery and these different types that you offer. What is, like, I guess, recovery time? Are people out months and months from work, or, you know, do they have to clear their schedule for the next 2 months to have this? What's it
look
like?
Yeah, so the recovery is honestly not bad. Part of that is some of the, and we can get into a little bit of the new technology now in terms of
weight.
I know Nate always likes talking about that. You know, most people take off of work a week and a half to 2 weeks is mm-hmm. pretty typical. You know, full complete recovery is about a month at the long end. But, you know, most people within 10, 14 days are back at work. So it's really not, you know, considering, you know, it's a pretty big operation, but most people bounce back pretty quickly. A lot of that, I think, has to do now with how we do the operations, and we do these now robotically. And there's been some really nice advantages to that. And so what that means, robotic surgery, we did them laparoscopically for a long time, and that's where we make the small incisions and go in, you know, with the instruments and standing there watching it on TV, working through that. But about 4 years ago, we've moved into kind of the next phase of surgery, which is robotic surgery. So now, instead of me standing at the table working through the little incisions, we've got the robot at the table, and then I'm over in the other side of the room, and then I'm sitting at a console, and then using hand and foot controls, I'm controlling the robotic arms, which are moving the instruments inside the patient.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just an amazing technology. And when we convert it over to fully robotic, which we do all of them this way now, you know, patients are having less pain. We've cut the hospital stay in half. It's just a one-night stay now instead of a two-night stay.
Wow.
So they go home the next day. Some we even do on, you know, they go home the same day sometimes. And it shortened the recovery period pretty significantly as well. So it's a great new technology, and that's how we do all these operations.
That
now.
Is so cool. And how good is it? Well, he's wearing the pin on his lapel there to
there
prove it.
There you go, right there.
Look at that, the robot pin. All right, we do have another caller on the line. I believe we have Ricky. Ricky, good afternoon. What's your question for Dr. Barnes?
Yes, I used to weigh around 150, and here, in the last couple of years, I've gained up to over 200. I know I have a hernia in my stomach area. I forgot what you call that. But will that make you gain weight? What I'm saying, I don't hardly eat much of nothing, and I have a hard time digesting it, and my belly gets really big like I'm fixing to have a baby.
Okay.
What can I do?
The hernia, it doesn't have anything to do with the hernia. Hernias are not going to affect your weight in any way. So it's not related to that. That's kind of a separate issue. If you do have a hernia, it does probably need to be fixed. But I don't think that has to do with your weight gain. I think the weight gain is kind of the stuff we were talking about earlier. It really is about, you know, if you want to make it, boil it down to the simplest thing, it's that you're taking in too many calories through the course of the day. And I hear that a lot. People say, well, I really don't eat that much. I don't eat big meals. But if you go back to what we talked about earlier in the show, you know, whether it's drinking calories or eating fast food or excessive snacking, you know, if you really take an honest look at how many calories you're taking in a day, you know, it's going to be there somewhere. And so it's about It's about just taking in too much. And then part of that too, maybe as you're getting a little bit older, like we said earlier as well, the metabolism slows down a little bit and you're not able to take in quite as many calories without gaining some weight. So it's probably more along those lines, but I don't think it has anything to do with the hernia.
Okay. Anything you recommend, any kind of exercises that I can do to maybe get rid of this junk in the trunk?
Well, you certainly can get out and do like aerobic exercise, whether it's walking or treadmill or that kind of thing. But again, like we said earlier, that's not going to be a big part of the weight loss. The weight loss is going to more come from limiting the number of calories that you're taking in.
And Ricky, that's a great question. Yeah. I think I asked Dr. Barnes almost word for word the last time he was here what exercises I need to be doing. And just to recap, we mentioned this earlier, Ricky, that he was saying that it is 90% diet, 10% exercise. You want to drop those pounds. So maybe it can help you like it did help me. So keep that in mind. Ricky, thanks a lot for the question, though, pal. All right, wish you the best of luck there, Ricky. And just a little bit of time here, and maybe 2 minutes. So right now, 318-219-4569. Let me get that number out there one more time. If we get a caller in the next probably minute or so, we will take that call. But let's move on, Dr. Barnes. When it comes to, you know, the surgery, I think it's fascinating, too. You were mentioning the technology and things like that. The ways that you've seen the surgery change, you said it's been around for 60 years. Obviously, let's talk about the ways that you've seen this impact people's lives, because it's not just weight loss that's going to help them. This is overall health you're talking about.
Yeah, and that's a big part of this too. It's you know, it is about losing weight and getting thinner, and there's a lot of positive stuff that goes along with that just in and of itself, but a lot of it also is about being healthier. And you know, when you're in your 20s and 30s, most people can kind of get away with being overweight and not having major health issues. But as we get older and into our 40s and 50s, that's when all that stuff starts creeping in. And so whether you're younger and trying to prevent developing those things, or if you're older and have the diabetes and the high blood pressure and the sleep apnea and the bad knees and all that, you know, the surgery, most people get off of almost all of their medications after the surgery. They're just much healthier and also feel better, more active, all of that.
That is so awesome. All right, we got one more caller, last one of the day. Betsy, real quick, what's your question for Dr. Barnes?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, Betsy.
Yes, sir. I am wondering about the Medicare. I'm on Medicare, and I was wondering about having the surgery on Medicare.
Yeah, so Medicare actually does cover the surgery, and we do take Medicare. Most insurances cover the surgery. You know, a lot of people think this is just a cash out-of-pocket thing, and it's really not. Most people are able to do this through their insurance or Medicare, and we take all of that. And you should have good coverage for that. So you can just call the office, and that's usually kind of the first step for people that are interested, is calling my office, which is 798-4433 here in Shreveport. And they'll do the initial legwork in terms of seeing if you have coverage, call your insurance company, make sure that you have benefits for weight loss surgery, and then we can move forward after that. But if you have Medicare, you should be fine.
Great question there, Betsy. I know some other viewers are watching right now, and that's another example why if you need to lose a significant amount of weight, that this may be a really good avenue as opposed to worrying about, you know, getting on the new weight loss shots. That's what everybody seems to be talking about. But this is a solid option there.
Yeah, and the great thing about surgery is when it's done, it's done. You have the operation. Yeah. You've got this tool now for the rest of your life to lose weight, and for most people, again, this is going to be a long-term weight loss for them.
Do you have a website people can check out, Dr. Barnes?
I do, yeah. It's just the Highland Clinic website, highlandclinic.com, and if you go under providers, you'll see me on there, and you can click on that. I've got some little videos and stuff on there that are you know, great to look at, and then if it looks like something you're interested in, you can just call the office, and we'll get to work.
Perfect. His team is ready to help you. And I love this because it is adding not only years to your life, but life to your years. I've been
there you go.
Practicing that in my head for the last probably 3.5
I
minutes.
I like that.
Well, Dr. Barnes, really appreciate it, too. I want to stress the fact that the surgery that he is helping people out with really changing lives. So we appreciate it, sir. I'm going to try to not eat so many cookies so I don't have to come see you, but I might anyway. So.
All right.
Dr. Barnes, thank you, sir. Merry Christmas to you and yours at the Highland Clinic. And that was another Healthline. Thanks, everybody.